You have no idea how many times I put on a bra just to be able to say I took mine off today, and, you know, it was a really good end to a long day.
Okay.
It's not nearly as fun at Victoria's Secret when they're like, get out. Bitch, I just want measured.
Some content may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion advised.
All right, so there's this dude, and he visits a military base in Iraq for the very first time.
Is this one of the stories?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No, this is just a good joke I like.
Oh.
So this E4 is showing him around the base. You know, he goes, all right, well, there's the chow hall, and here's the barracks, and that's the camel. And he's like, what's the camel for? Well, you take the camel, start to feel lonely, you go do your business, you come on back. He goes, okay, I don't think I'll need that. It should be fine. Well, a couple weeks go by, he starts missing his lady, gets a little lonely. He goes, how do I get a hold of that camel? E4 says, take her, go do your business, come on back. All right, easy enough. Grabs a camel, unhitches it, walks it off into the middle of the fucking desert. Just out of eyesight of the base, he goes, I think I'm good. Fucks the shit out of this camel. Just goes absolutely ham on this camel ass. Brings her back, hitches her up, starts walking around the base. He's feeling good about himself. He's taking part, you know?
He's fucked a camel.
Sees this first dude.
He's one of the boys.
Sees this dude and kind of tips his hat, and dude starts fucking laughing at him. So he sees another guy, and he's like, how you doing?
Oh, no.
Dude starts laughing at him. He goes back to his E4. He says, why is everybody laughing at me? Well, you know, most of us just take her into town and find a hooker, but.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
That's pretty bad.
That man fucked a camel. Oh, my God. I said to Annabelle before you guys got here, I'm going to marry a man, and his last name is going to be Stand. This was when I was putting together all the podcast stuff. And I said, his last name's going to be Stand, and I'm going to get married to him, and my name's going to be Sierra Stand. And I'm going to have a kid, and that kid's going to be a boy, and I'm going to name him Michael. That way we can just call him Mike Stand. Thank you.
So my mom knew kids in high school. It was a pair of brothers, and there was Rusty and Bent. Guess what their last names were?
Nail.
Car.
Nail. N-A-I-L.
Rusty and Bent. Your Nail. Name is Bent.
Isn't that great?
Please go by Ben. Please tell me Bent goes by Ben.
I don't know.
Do you run into Bent? Weird? Because like. We had another guest on.
I remember that episode because yes. I had to show it to one of my people at the district. I had to show it to
So
one
Simon
of the...
was on, and they were telling us about how they are a teacher and they get all these weird names. Have you encountered any weird names as a bus driver?
So far, not particularly.
Okay.
There's a... I don't know. I don't pretend to know how to spell them. I won't lie. As a buster, I really lack. I know all of my elementary kids because I have to yell at them all the time. I know two of my middle school kids because they're challenged. They're difficult.
Like, actually challenged or no. The fucking worst?
They are a There's challenge a for me.
Oh, okay, got it. Got
and
it.
Then my high school kids, I know one of them. It's because their name is B and I have a tattoo of a B.
Like, that's the Bumblebee?
Yes.
B-E-E. So you drive all the ages.
So I drive all the ages on the route that I'm on, but I'm basically supposed to be the person who covers for everybody who calls in sick. So.
Are you on the same route like every day?
Right now I am, but once they find somebody to cover my route, then I go to all of the other routes.
Wow.
I know. It's a lot.
You're just the guy. Just
I am a lead driver.
You're the backup guy.
I am a lead driver.
That's so cool. You and I do the same thing. I'm just kidding. Yep. I drive a 12-passenger bus.
So do I.
But
some days.
I had to get. Did you have to get wheelchair lift? Did you have to do that?
I had to wheelchair
the,
lift.
Did you do the DOT physical?
Yes.
Where they measure your neck? That's weird.
What?
They measure your neck.
Why?
To check for, I don't know, issues.
If you can turn your head a certain direction and how much.
Yeah.
To make sure you're not secretly a turtle or an owl.
You got to be able to check your blind spots. And if you can't check your blind spots because your neck's cracked, you know.
There's no fucking, I mean, the whole bus is a goddamn blind spot.
Yeah.
You get three mirrors and they half work. You're just defensive driving everywhere.
I will tell you, having replaced windshields in those exact buses,
mm-hmm.
no, those ones are way more difficult than a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
School
mm-hmm.
buses are dope.
Mm-hmm.
You can see
everything. My fucking stupid little dumbass And I'm 4'11", so I have to have that seat hiked the fuck up to that goddamn steering wheel. And guess what? The steering wheel doesn't adjust, and sometimes I can't see over the dashboard. But, like, it's fine. My residents are safe. I'm not whipping that bitch around corners, you know what I mean?
Dude, do you know how fucking hard it is to drift a school bus? I thought I've it was going to be tried. Better. No.
Jacob.
Don't start with me. It's me we're talking about. No, I saw that we had these rear-wheel drive buses, and I saw there was snow on the road, and I'm like, there's nobody on my bus. This will be great. Tried as hard as I could to rip the gas around.
No, they're fucking heavy.
They are so, you, no, I wish, dude. There was nothing.
You cannot slide on ice in those big-ass buses.
They are so heavy.
They're so heavy.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm so mad.
Have you ever used a wheelchair lift?
I have to pre-trip my buses every single day. I get there at 5:30 in the morning to be able to pre-trip my
buses. On a 12-passenger bus using a wheelchair lift, and you have to stand on there with the resident?
Why do you have to stand on there?
Safety.
That's not a thing at all.
That's not
they
safe.
We have paras, though. That's the difference. Yeah, we have a person that is on the bus while we're using the lift to get the kiddos up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's fair.
Yeah. But I am always afraid that bus is going to fucking tip over.
No, there's no chance.
I know, but it's still scary.
If it won't fucking drift, it's not going to tip over, I promise
but
you.
But it's still scary. That's like 400 pounds. Wheelchair?
Yeah, exactly.
Wheelchair is an extra...
Like, how heavy is a bus?
Me? So one of my other leads looks at me the other day and he goes, you know, one of my distant relatives was killed by one of these, right? And I said, what? He goes, yeah, don't stand in front of the lift as it comes down. So as it folds out of the bus... If there's not enough pressure to get it to fold out by itself and you start to pull on it a little bit, it just goes into that mode. And there's nothing, no hydraulic fluid is slowing it down. So it came down, cracked him in the head, and crushed him.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm literally like, the remote is on like an extended
cord. It's like a
3-foot and I stand so fucking far away.
Yeah.
Bitch, we had to take, real quick, bus story. We had to take the goddamn bus at work to the goddamn storage unit to get the goddamn Christmas decorations out of the goddamn storage unit, right?
Yep.
So we're working our pussies out trying to get these boxes up in the lift on the bus. Tons and tons of fucking shit, right? We go to raise the lift and it has a couple boxes on it. Not that heavy. We go to raise the lift and it won't raise. So I'm like, okay. It's an old ass bus. So I just gotta go get the hand cranky thing and I can start hand cranking it from the inside. So I'm hand cranking it and I'm hand cranking it and it's fucking going. And then it stops and it gets stuck. And I'm like, oh my God, I broke the bus. I broke the bus trying to get the Christmas decorations out of the fucking storage unit. So I go to hand cranking again and it fucking like makes this like snapping noise because the plate that lowers down to make a ramp. When the lift comes all the way up to the bus, the plate that comes down got stuck because of one of the boxes.
Right.
So it couldn't fold down. So the lift just shut off. And I was forced. And I was forcing that bitch. I said, get your ass up here. I got places to be, man. And then we drove the bus back. And ever since then, I have been petrified of using the lift.
Fun.
Fair enough.
It's really scary. It's just like those are my baby residents, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want the bus.
They're all babies.
Ooh, welcome back.
Welcome back. We're in a basement. Woo. And we've got a special guest on this episode.
Yeah.
Jake is back.
It's your boy Chunky Cheese. Back at it again.
Yay.
I think since you were last on, you've become a bus driver. Is that right?
Yes.
But we've talked about that on the podcast because we talk about you a lot.
Please go.
It's really scary to hear because I'm like driving a bus listening to it and I shouldn't be, but I... Just smile because I'm like, oh, they're thinking of me.
We always think of
always.
You.
Always. Literally that. All the time. Anytime I see Jacob pop up on my Snapchat, I go, oh boy.
It's about to be a wild
it's
day.
It's going to be like, crazy.
I'm about to learn about light bulbs.
Okay. So sorry. No. All right. I have a bone to pick with you.
I don't care.
Okay. Anyway. All right. We're in a basement, first of all. I'm Sierra.
I'm Colin.
That's I'm Jakers.
Jacob. Jake. Pancake the dog is here. She is looming. Like an idiot because we took away her Christmas pickle. We also have our peanut gallery. Annabelle, my roommate, she is upright today, folks. Woohoo! Woo! Yay! So maybe we'll get a couple Hey Googles, but also Jake is a Hey Google, so.
Jake is Google.
Not
Jake
always. I try to be.
Maybe Bing.
Can we really quick, I want to talk about my experience purchasing a couch from American Furniture Warehouse.
I can back you up on that.
Jake Jabs. I have beef with Jake Jabs.
Why are we talking about this now?
Because Jacob is here.
Why?
Because
I reminded her of something deep down inside.
He did an episode on Jake Jabs.
Oh, I guess that was the same episode, wasn't it? Mm. I forgot. Sorry.
It's American Furniture Warehouse episode.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
I feel like I'm being gaslit.
No, you're not. It was the AmFam and the Tiger episode. Yeah. So it was the same. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. Okay. Anyways.
You're not wrong. It just doesn't make sense in my brain.
What's new? So, my mom told me that for my birthday, she would give me a new couch. Mm. And so she was like sending me couches on American Furniture Warehouse. And we went to the one in Northern Colorado area. Mm-hmm. And fucking garbage ass fucking couches there. Expensive as hell. Not fucking worth it. We put our butts on so many couches, right? So my mom starts sending me these ones that are down in Denver. And she's like, go put your butts on these. And I'm like, aye, Cap'n. So we make a day out of it. We go down to the American Furniture Warehouse that has the Subway inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we got Subway at the American Furniture Warehouse. Annabelle was fucking stoked. I was so goddamn hungry and a little bit stoned that I got a Subway sandwich and fucking ate that bitch in the car.
Mm.
It was horrible. Anyway, so we find a couch. We put our butts on it. I'm like, this is the one. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to send it to my mom. And then my mom's going to tell me what to do. Because I'm a 25-year-old woman. And sometimes I just need the next step. Yep. I need the credit card
number. I need
the number.
Push. I need something. Yeah.
Yeah. So my mom's like, okay, well, just order it and then have them deliver it to the house. And then have the delivery guys take the couch out of the house for you. And I was like, Mom, I think that's going to cost extra money. And she was like, no, just flirt with them a little bit. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. That's weird. My dad told me to do the same thing. He was like,
just invited me over and did a shot. Hey, big boy.
So Annabelle and I are like, well, we got to get this fucking couch out of here because our delivery window for the next day is 7:30 in the fucking morning to 10:30 in the fucking morning. Okay. So we are like, we got to get the couch out of here. We'll just put it on the back deck and then we'll have Jeremy, the landscaper man, come and take it off the deck for us. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't get it out the back door, the back sliding glass door. So then it turned into a rage room situation, and we got out the handsaw and the hammer and the crowbar, and we just started beating that bitch up, getting that old couch the fuck out of here.
I was wondering, but I didn't comment when you said
we absolutely fucking demolished that couch, got it out on that deck, high-fived each other, took a couple bong rips, and sat on the floor with the animals.
So as somebody who used to deliver furniture and take old furniture away,
mm-hmm.
we used to go and sell old couches after
really?
We would take them from rich people's houses. And yeah, that was an experience. I've also had to take the jackhammer approach.
So then the next day, I have my alarm set for like 7 a.m. because I'm like, these fuckers are going to show up mm-hmm. at 7:30. Okay. So then I'm like, okay, I have 15 minutes before they get here. And you could track them mm-hmm. on their little AFW map. You could track where they were. And they were like 20 minutes away. And I was like, perfect. I have time to go get coffee. So I go, I get in my car in my sweats, just looking like a goddamn dumpster. Go down to the Dutch Bros that's like 3 blocks away. I check the tracking again. They're outside my house. I said, huh? Huh?
They teleported.
What the fuck, dog? So I fucking speed back here. The dudes are parked in the middle of the road. It's 7:30 on the dot.
People are like, trying to go to fucking work and your couch is in the way.
Yeah. It's just parked out in the middle of the road. These dudes moved like lightning. Mm-hmm. Holy fuck. Mm-hmm. They were in and out with that goddamn couch in 10 minutes.
Yep,
less than that.
They got like 10 or 15 of those to do in a day. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
That whole box truck is filled with shit.
But 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, I know.
7:30 in the morning,
yeah.
Jake? Tell me why.
Because typically what they would do is fill our goddamn truck up and be like, hey, you got 6 stops in Loveland, and then you got another 3 in Denver.
Did you work for American
Not American Furniture, but one in Loveland.
Furniture.
And one in Loveland that, it was...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah. But anyways, our butts are still a couching to the new couch. So... We weren't planning on having Jake as a guest.
Jake wasn't planning on being
a guest. Jake wasn't planning on being a guest. And then... Today, Colin was like, I think Jake's going to do an episode and we're going to blind react. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, so he texted me late last night as I was writing the episode that I was going to do today. And I was like, maybe we can fit him in this week because he has the week off.
Oh, yeah.
So it's more convenient.
Just the week?
No. I've had 2 weeks. This is fucking dope.
Yeah.
School district's awesome. I'm on salary, so it's all paid.
Fuck yeah. So here we are. And Jake hinted at what he's going to talk about, but I haven't seen his notes. Sierra hasn't seen anything.
I've heard a little bit of the topic.
But
we don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
That's it.
So basically, the whole thing is I've just compiled a couple of random stories from wartime.
I love wartime.
Yeah, don't we all?
It's better than daytime and nighttime.
Yeah, when you're not involved, it's super great because you can just be like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to watch on TV. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to worry about your house or your anything else getting bombed. It's great.
No, it's fine. Love that. Everything's good. Wartime.
So I'm going to start it out with a good one. Right? I'm kind of doing this in like the not as interesting to the most interesting.
Okay,
so
period.
We're starting with the O'Bannon. The USS O'Bannon. It was a ship.
Okay.
Basically, they were on a night patrol, and they saw a submarine, a Japanese submarine.
Yeah.
This is World War. What is that? Two? That sounds right.
Yep, two.
Don't look at me like that. I was not a historian. I'm just kidding.
Wait, listen. I'm not a historian either, but like, I don't know.
Hey, you know what? You work with old people. You have to know which wars they were involved in.
You know what?
All right.
You're fucking right.
You're goddamn right. I'm right. All right. So they saw a submarine on the surface, and the commander of the ship, the O'Bannon, he was going to ram it. He was just going to ram the goddamn submarine.
The person super driving good idea. The
yes, the person in
O'Bannon,
the U.S. in the U.S.
The Steve Bannon
in the U.S. Navy Steve ship Bannon. Was like, "I'm going to fuck this sub up."
Does that work?
I'm going to get him.
No, and does he was that like, work? He was like full throttled at them, and then somebody went, "Hey, what if it's like laying mines and it explodes? Because that could sink us." And he goes, "Oh shit!" And he backs off. Right.
Okay.
So they pull up. Side by side with this submarine to try to figure out
they what drag it race is. they race for pinks
so much better
fucking drifts over is like hey bitch
what's up baby
rolls down their window
you guys out of gas
oh, hey
y'all need a jump start anyway So
revs their engine.
They end up side by
their
side.
Their massive ship engine.
And the Japanese soldiers are standing on top of the ship, and they realize, oh shit, there's a big ass boat right there. So they start to swing their
they
cannons.
Didn't see it.
But these are old ass cannons, and they're heavy, and it takes a while.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Do submarines have windows?
No.
Okay.
I feel like that would be very bad for everybody.
But
involved.
They do have a hatch where you can climb out on top.
Yeah.
You remember last time we talked about submarines? I think you were on the show.
Probably.
The hippos.
Yeah.
Hippos yeah. of the ocean.
So, yes. So, after that, because I didn't realize how big submarines were,
mm-hmm.
I went on a deep dive looking into how big submarines are. And, like, there's plenty of video out there of people just standing on submarines.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite... Okay, God, this is how nerdy I am. So, Modern Warfare 2, I think, the campaign, you have to, like, take out this sub before it launches a nuke. And that was what made me go, oh, wow, those are huge.
You could play with submarines in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah. This is like the one-man ones, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're... Mm.
They're lit.
So the Japanese started swinging their cannons around.
Yeah.
And Americans, being Americans, did what Americans do.
Yeah.
And they started throwing potatoes at the crew. Go ahead. They found a sack of potatoes and just started fucking chucking them at these Japanese guys.
In the submarine?
They're throwing them out. Yeah, it's just sitting on top of the water.
And they're chucking potatoes at the submarine.
Yeah. And so
can you imagine the sound of them hitting the side?
Well, and so these guys that are the Japanese crew, they're standing on top of the sub. They got out of the hatch because they were like trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
They see these things and they freak the hell out because they assume that they're grenades.
Oh, no. Because potatoes famously look like...
So scary.
So they start picking them up and like frantically trying to find them to throw them back at the USS O'Bannon.
Potato fight!
That's exactly what it was. And yes, at one point we got far enough away from them to where we could actually lower the guns enough to take them out. And that was how
and
we did
we
that.
And then we killed them all. Yep. So we just had like a fun little potato fight. And then,
yeah.
And then fucking
and then
blasted
we made them
their
into
asses.
French fries, so.
Nice.
Yep. America.
America.
Love that.
They said, what we got to throw around here?
That's exactly what happened. What can we yeet at these motherfuckers?
Man.
I used to play T-ball. I feel bad
for all those potato lives lost.
I feel almost worse for the guys who were like trying to save their own ship. And they were like, oh, wow, I'm doing something. And they're just throwing potatoes back at us, stalling.
Yeah. You care about all the people that died?
Well, I mean.
Not the potatoes?
Spuds, you know?
Spuds.
Unless they're fucking fried, I don't care about them. I'm sorry. Mm.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm.
I bet you some of them were fried after that explosion.
So how do you make French fries out of a potato? You gotta slap chop the fuck out of them, right?
Yes.
America has a missile for that.
What?
So
what? Is that your segue?
This is my segue, right?
Oh my God. I know, smooth.
Call me Paula Deen because this shit is butter.
Jacob, I love having you in this basement. I don't think I'm stoned enough, but I love having you in this goddamn basement. I'm so glad
I wore a diaper because I just creamed myself.
Ew.
Thank you.
Holy Colin.
Shit. Not actually.
This is a family program.
I have to be real about whether I
poop your pants.
Shit myself out.
Because there's some days where the Taco careful. Bell hits different.
No, there's some days where Colin goes into a Kmart, one man, and comes out a different man.
Mm. Was that? No, that was Old Navy. I shipped my pants, you know, that one? Huh? No? All right, I'll kill myself. What? It's fine.
Old Navy. Their ad. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was a good ad. They did good.
You shit your pants in an Old Navy? That's what
I shipped my pants. No. I know. So you're going to have to bear with me because this is a lot of...
potato facts.
A lot of names that I am going to have a difficult time.
Nice. That's okay. We do too.
Ayman al-Zawahiri.
Okay, great.
Yep, there we go. Was called the world's number one terrorist at one point. He was wanted dead by the United States military so bad that they would do almost anything to make that happen. They figured out his schedule, they made a plan. He would get up in the morning, he would start with a prayer, and then he would go onto his back deck and drink his coffee. This was one of the only times that he was alone and not around his wife and kids. He was essentially using them as human shields to make sure that the military couldn't do anything to him.
Yeah.
Which, you know, smart.
Yeah.
Sure. Lovely.
Well, he didn't plan on our budget. How much do we spend a year on military? Like a third of our budget.
Enough to like make you into a French fry?
Yep.
Enough to make me mad.
Yeah, so yeah. we design these brand new missiles and they don't explode, but approximately 15 inches from impact, they will extend 6 razor sharp blades and
slice you up into a little French fry.
Slap chop you.
What?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that amazing?
So, whoa.
So we put two of these onto an unmanned drone, and there's some kid in, I don't know, probably Texas, in an air-conditioned room, just flying this drone around in the Middle East, having a grand old time.
Oh my god.
And so
he just has like a fucking button to press?
That's
all,
yeah.
Knives Out? Is that the name of the new Netflix thingy?
I mean, it's the second one, but yeah. First one, Knives Out, Glass Onion by Knives Out, or something like that.
I don't know. You tweeted Knives about Out. It. I don't know what it is.
I just wanted people's opinion. Have you seen Knives Out?
No, but all I can think is the same shit I've been stealing from you for a month now, and it's Knives Out to the streets.
Yeah, so good. Good.
I've just been adding that to random that. Shit.
Yeah. It's
so, so good. Nice.
I do that in all my notes when pleasant. I can't think. I like... do creative headings so I can sort. It's only to sort so the heading doesn't even matter.
Right.
But if I have two in a row that are identical, I'll just do.
Can I be honest? What? Sometimes I read through your notes and I say, thank God Colin didn't say that.
Like the heading?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just some of them.
Yeah. They're
some of them I'm like, this is good. And some of them I'm like, oh my God.
They're all for me.
I know they are.
Yeah.
They're for me too because I get to see them.
Our little secret.
Anyways, back to these knives. What are we doing? Guns with knives.
So
don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Guns and Roses.
He didn't have anything. He had coffee.
Oh, okay.
That was it. He brought coffee to a missile fight. So we filed two of these missiles onto an unmanned drone and waited until he was outside on his back porch, overlooking his property, his family, safe on the other side of the wall. He sat there drinking his coffee, assuming that it was going to be the best day ever, and then the two missiles dropped from the drone, flew at Mach speeds, laser-guided to his location, and just before impact, they did what they were designed to do and fanned out a total of 12 ninja sword blades that essentially make the very first publicly known Air Force slap chop salad out of Zawahiri.
That's crazy. And to think they didn't want to kill his family, but right. They allowed the family to watch.
Oh, 100%, because it's not like you don't hear that thump into the wall. Yeah. So you know his wife just kind of peeked around the corner and panicked.
Stop doing the slap chop?
It just goes forever.
Does it have a motor or is it like...
No.
Like, you know those rubber band things?
I do. I like that. like I don't think they consistently slap out of the edge. I think...
You know, like what am I thinking of? Like tiny model planes that have rubber bands and a propeller... And you twist the rubber bands, and then the propeller goes, and so it...
I don't think they were using rubber bands in military-grade weapons, Colin.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, but... well, Jake is Googling it now. So, I think that it is sponsored by Energizer batteries.
Ah.
So, I would like to just point out that...
Battery-operated missiles.
The name of it is the R9X... Hellfire missile, and these particular ones cost about $150,000. So I really don't think they're propelled by rubber bands, but
military grade rubber bands.
Yeah, just because it's military grade does not mean it's good.
I think quoting you on this podcast, if it says it's military grade, it means it's shit.
That is exactly correct.
That sounds right. Sounds good.
So anyway, he was pinned against the wall and very, very extremely dead. The U.S. claimed another one of our targets, but wait, there's more. These missiles has also been used between 2009 and 2017. An identical missile was used to eliminate Abu Qar al-Masri.
Okay. Fuck.
And doing great. He was a deputy leader of the Al-Qaeda, and in 2019, the Yemeni terrorist Jamal Ahmad Mohammed al-Badawi. That was so much easier.
Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In 2020, the U.S. confirmed six episodes of Hellfire R9X Hellfire Ninja uses. Six?
When's episode 7 come out?
Yeah. Who are we killing? Do you know? What do you know?
I don't know shit.
The streets. Okay, cool. So, what have we done so far? We threw potatoes at a bull.
At a Japanese.
We made
potato to guy.
And then we potatoed a few guys.
We French fried his ass.
Yeah.
With no oil.
Souffle. Proud to be not an American. Souffle. What's it called when you cut things really thin?
Julian.
Dice? Julian.
Damn, you're right. She's really fucking good at this.
She's, yeah.
And she's still playing this game. All right, fuck
yeah,
man.
She's playing the rhythm game on my iPad.
iPad.
She goes, can I play your iPad during a podcast if I put my AirPods in?
So, total side note, I'm borrowing my mom's phone because my phone's broken. Mm. So I threw my SIM card into it and I tried to open Spotify and it came up on her account. And I was like, this looks like mine because yours was the only fucking podcast on there.
Fuck yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, mom.
Fuck yeah, mom. Hell yeah.
So yeah, that's fun.
Hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
Hi, mom. I'm with my friends. they let me back in.
Mom, look, I'm with my friends.
All right, third story. This was during D-Day.
Yeah.
Who knows a lot about D-Day, raise your hand. Pancake, good job. one of my favorite stories to come out of the D-Day tragedy was the USS Texas.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, everything's bigger in Texas. Including in fact, it was a gigantic fucking ship.
Really?
It was so heavily armored that they didn't lose a single soul on D-Day. Not a single person.
Damn.
They just had a bomb shelter on boat.
Basically, it was a floating bomb shelter.
Instead of baby on board, it's bomb shelter on board. You know those
magnets? BSOB.
Those stickers.
Ooh. I'm gonna get a sticker on the back of my window just for that.
Yeah. Bomb shelter on board.
They
big saxophone on board.
That's gonna look awesome on my Chevy. Yeehaw!
Big saxophone on board.
Yeah,
I think that's great.
It'd be perfect. So they played an integral part of taking the beaches at Normandy and even helped evacuate casualties from the shore. One of the only ships that was able to do so.
Period.
The insane amount of firepower the ship could offer made it essential to have on the water. At one point, this is a quote from one of the generals, over a period of 34 minutes, the boat fired over 250 rounds of 14-inch shells from her large guns, and there are still basketball-sized craters that she put into the side of the mountains over there.
Holy shit.
That's crazy.
That's badass, right?
We just doing that, huh?
Big-ass craters.
Yeah, fuck everybody. That's how...
BAC, big ass craters.
I can make a rap out of that.
It's like WAP.
Yeah.
Back.
Back.
Big ass Quaker.
Back.
Isn't BAC also blood alcohol content?
Oh, could be any of them.
You gonna test my big ass crater? Are you, officer?
That sounds like officer? You're trying to fuck the cop.
You want to test my big ass crater? Stop. Oh my god.
They've been calling me cheeky for a minute. All right, so not a single one of the ship's 1,600-man crew was killed on D-Day, and they were so confident in their ability to be useful that they did something unheard of. At one point, Allied forces had pushed the Germans so far inland, the ship's guns were no longer useful. They'd gotten out of the range of any of the bullets. So, this is America.
Yeah.
And they battened down the hatches on a quarter of the ship and purposely sunk it. They purposely sunk a quarter of the fucking ship.
Why?
Because now they're at an almost 45-degree angle and could shoot the guns farther onto land.
Oh.
Holy fuck.
That's fucking insane.
What? Okay, wait. I don't think the math is mathing for me here,
okay, it's here, right? Yeah. And they can shoot that far?
Yeah.
Well, now it's here and they can shoot that far.
Oh.
They fucking Titanic that and, ass.
They literally and tipped it over.
Trajectory.
Yep.
Oh my
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
They said put the guns uppies okay, and sunk a quarter of the ship.
Fucking Pinky. Leo DiCaprio had cannons.
Mm.
The Titanic he does. Never sunk.
These cannons. He pulls out boobs. Leo's got boobs.
I have a train of thought that usually it's going normal places. And then I...
cannons. What do you think of these?
I was going for the muscles or like anything else.
It's nope. Boobs.
Nope. She's like, Leo's got boobs. Titties.
Leo's got tits. Not clickbait.
So yeah, they were one of the last ships out there in the ocean because they were, you know, a quarter of the way sunk so they could yeet shit further onto land.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
Good for them.
Yeah.
So then how did they fix it? Did they?
Well, yeah, I mean, they've got pumps and stuff that are supposed to get rid of the water.
I want to see a music video of this ship sinking and firing a cannonball. Is that what they would fire? Something.
A cannonball.
14-inch shells, apparently.
Firing a 14-inch shell, but I want it slowed down.
Cinematic.
Cinematic.
Yeah.
My heart will go on.
You're describing the beginning of an anime.
Are you serious?
Probably.
It sounds like it.
I've seen a lot of these intros, and I gotta tell you, it sounds close. There's some weird shit.
Or like, I don't know.
That's not weird. That's perfectly normal.
A 50th Marvel movie, and that's the end sequence, like the final battle sequence.
I think Iron Man like holds on to one of the sides of the ship and like pulls it down, and that's how they get further.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
See, this is actually evidence that Iron Man is out there.
Yeah. All right.
You've seen the Avenger movies?
No. I mean, I think I've seen one, but I don't know, like, there's a whole series, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole universe, man.
There's a whole damn...
It is a whole thing.
I think I've seen the one that's called Avengers.
Okay.
I saw the Schneider cut. That was something else. That was a whole different thing.
Oh, God.
It's like 4 hours.
No, thanks. I'm good.
That was a lot.
And the new Avatar movie, I don't even want to go see it because I'm so traumatized by how long the last one was.
Oh, it's 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours?
Dude, I almost pissed myself. But I've seen it twice in theater so far.
Because I really had to go to the bathroom.
No, I've seen it twice in theater so far.
Like, is it so good?
Okay, I'm going to do the same shit to you that my buddy Thoreau did to me. And it was, I have my own opinions, but the way that they did the CGI and the way that everything, you know, put together on screen is absolutely gorgeous. And it's worth watching literally just for the view and not even the plot line.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Are they showing it in 3D?
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it in 3D.
Take some mushrooms, go watch Avatar.
Good fucking
in 3D.
Luck.
I would know what we're doing this weekend.
Get me. You guys, I'm blue. Get me.
I would never come out of that.
You guys, my skin is blue. Somebody help.
Be Eiffel 65 in my way out of that fucking theater.
Are we sure this is an Avatar 2? The streets?
This is how fuck me.
All right.
I was going
Avatar
for it, too.
The streets.
Thank you. who wants to hear about Captain Flucky?
Me!
Captain Flucky, absolutely.
Me,
Flucky,
me,
absolutely.
Me.
Also fucking Lutely.
Ooh, we're on those puns together right there. So there was the U-boat, aka a submarine, just in case you were curious.
Thank you.
And this dude Flucky was put in charge. He was the commander of this shit, and well, the US government straight up said, hey, you guys get 3 tours, and that is it. You don't get more because people would either get too liberal and just go absolutely apeshit and kill everybody, or they would go too conservative because they were afraid of getting killed. So three tours was the cap.
Okay.
Well, on the third tour, and what was assumed to be his last tour, Flucky was like, hey, fuck these guys. And he maneuvered the submarine through an enemy minefield and then sat there in open waters and sunk the most tonnage ever attributed in one 24-hour period.
What?
More tons of enemy ships were sunk in 24 hours by this man than ever before.
By the guy that sounds like he should be named after a chicken?
Fluck yeah.
Fluck yeah.
So, okay. Fluck yeah, Flucky. What I'm understanding is they were so far into battleship that he just knew where all the ships were.
Yeah.
He's sitting underwater just looking at them. All he's got to do is shoot.
So good.
But see, the thing is, and I don't know if anybody else knows this, torpedoes at the time sucked ass.
Nice.
They had like a 50-50 shot of going off. his had a 100% shot of exploding.
Oh.
You want to know how?
Why, how?
Because the second they left port, they would take apart their own fucking torpedoes and put a hairpin trigger in them. this dude said, I'm going to fucking do it better.
This guy is like, I'm no bomb expert.
But that shit don't look right.
I might blow myself up, but you know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to fix these.
He's in a tin can underwater taking fucking torpedoes apart. Like, that's why I love him.
This guy is fucking insane.
Oh my God.
So you're telling me he's on his way. Mm-hmm. He's on his way to this place to bring all these people down.
Is it just him or did he have like a crew?
He had a crew.
Period. He got these people on board.
He's like, hey guys.
You guys listen, I have a really good idea.
Safe. I guarantee it was one of those more like, hey, does everybody think that we should do this? Yeah. And everybody's like, well, we don't want to die, so if we shoot them, we should probably make sure they explode.
That's so funny. You know what? I'm going to fix these up real quick. Yeah. Y'all just keep driving the boat.
Flucky's on a hold my beer moment.
Can you imagine if one of them like blew up while they accidentally detonated one? We wouldn't know this.
Yeah, no.
Flucky would go lucky.
Absolutely, we would have no idea.
Well, Flucky was a very lucky ducky.
He
fucking was. All
right, Dr. Seussera. So they came back from sinking all these ships, and Flucky was like, yo, put me back in, coach.
Yeah.
And the government was like, no.
Tag me in.
And he was like, yeah, though. And so eventually... they were like, fine. That was the argument in my head. Like, that's what happened.
That's so funny.
Wait, because he wasn't supposed to do it again after 3 years.
He's like, put me in for a fourth tour. And they're like, no.
But
probably.
They just did.
But I'm awesome, so.
But luck what I did with all these hairpins.
Oh, God, that got me. I don't know why. But yeah, though. And then he just did it.
Well, and that's the thing. So they finally were like, yeah, that's fine. And then he goes, but I want one thing. And they were, all right, what could you possibly need?
A pet duck.
You've already set a record. I want rockets on my submarine.
What year is it?
Fuck if I
Vietnam?
Sounds about right.
Rockets or torpedoes? No,
rockets.
So rockets. I have a question.
What's the difference between a rocket and a torpedo?
Because my understanding of fire...
which is limited, as we've all learned.
little to none. It's okay. Go ahead.
Water and fire don't mix.
You are correct.
So
he's not. I got you where you're going already.
How do you launch rockets? A thing with fire.
So we touched on it on the O'Bannon story. Okay. They sit on top of the water sometimes.
Right, but they're how not do you always. Get all the water out?
Oh no.
When you get a little fan,
when Colin? You
dry out the rocket,
you launch Colin. A fucking rocket, all of the flames tend to boil water and make it disappear pretty quickly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of water left.
Rocket flames can melt steel beams
and boil water quickly. Very quickly.
If your power's out, get a rocket.
Don't do that. Power outage. Oh, can I interrupt?
Yeah.
Train of thought.
It's your own story. Choo-choo. So
UC
go ahead.
Fucking Berkeley just made a sun in their laboratory.
I saw that.
Holy fuck, right?
That's insanity.
Ugh.
The future of energy.
We made a sun in a laboratory.
Nope, we have to get to the bottom of the ocean.
My mom made a sun and I'm here now.
I don't care about science until we get to the bottom of the fucking ocean. Sorry.
Ma'am. Do you know that giant bright ball that can give you skin cancer? Yeah, we did that in a fucking lab on Earth.
Can you imagine if Berkeley
just exploded the earth?
That's what I'm saying. I think that's fucking crazy and super fucking dangerous. Let's 100%. Get to the bottom of the ocean.
So it's putting fucking rockets on your U-boat. Whatever.
Well,
but we did it.
We did it.
So, he got his fourth tour, mm-hmm. and he gets an idea. Mm-hmm. They're sitting in enemy waters just shooting these ships the second that they hit the water out of a build facility. They're literally spawn camping a build facility for these boats. Just taking them out right when they hit the water.
Yeah.
So they get information that there's a train coming around to bring more materials to that build facility. And he goes, well, let's just take out the train. Mm-hmm. But they don't want to give away their position. So they go around the corner, basically, and pull out their life raft. Yes, okay. Their survival life raft.
Okay.
And then they take about 10 pounds of TNT. Watching your face is the best thing in the world right now. God, I wish this was a video podcast.
My jaw is on the floor.
And then they have their electrician make a pressure trigger for this 10 pounds of TNT. And he jumps in the life raft, and the entire fucking crew of the ship, 16 people, had to convince him not to go over and put the bomb on the tracks himself. Mm-hmm. Because
wait, convince who?
Flucky.
Flucky.
Oh, Flucky mm-hmm. wanted the glory.
No, he doesn't want the glory.
He just wants to get it over with. We got work to do.
Do you know what his exact quote was?
Yeah.
I'm not going to send my shipmates in to do something I wouldn't do myself.
Period. He's an icon. Yeah. He's a leader.
So.
Oh, he's an innovator.
8 of these individuals volunteer their time to climb into this itty-bitty little life raft and climb ashore, which is the only noted case of American soldiers on Japanese soil during World War II.
To blow up this train.
There were 8 people credited with invading Japan.
That's insane, too, because you think about, like, if they were caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, 8 people were like, yeah, no, we'll just stroll up on there. They're the only American citizens touching Japanese soil during World War II at all. Man, 8 people were credited with
that. That's crazy.
So they get on land. They put the bomb down on the tracks.
Yeah.
They jump back in this little survival raft and hand paddle their way
Buster
back
Buster Hyman would be so proud.
So fucking
proud. Yeah.
Do you want to know how much more proud he would get?
Why?
Because this had to have been a cinematic masterpiece to watch.
Yeah.
They said that the train hit the bomb and exploded 100 feet into the air.
Fuck yeah.
Before crashing down.
That's so fun.
And the rest of the train derailed.
Wow.
Into the... Yeah, it's a whole
thing. Have you guys seen videos of trains derailing?
It is so
Yeah,
much.
They're cool.
That shit's wild.
That's a lot of power behind that.
Wild,
so
dude.
Have you seen the videos of trains hitting cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about that one in Southern Colorado? They arrested some chick, they put her on the back of a cop car, and then the train hit the
car.
Yeah,
that's not even Southern, that's really close to here.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
not surprised.
I know,
gross.
I have driven across the train tracks that happened at.
I feel like I probably have too. God damn it.
It's fucking horrendous. Ugh. So for our listeners out there, this happened in 2022 in Colorado. I think it was Platteville, which is right. It's
those are the yee-yee police,
it's a,
though.
Okay. Yeah, it's fairly northern Colorado. So this chick gets arrested, and I think it was for basically there was a chase. Like, she shouldn't have been running from the cops, but
so they like feed her to a train.
So they finally pull her over. And rather than pull over so that the cop car isn't on the train tracks, they pull up behind her and leave the cop car on the train tracks. And then the cop locks her in the back. And when you're in cop care, you're supposed to be safe, right? That's the deal. Once they put you in the back or put you in handcuffs, once you're in custody, they're responsible for your safety and well-being. Well, then the cops realize a train's coming. So they run away from the vehicle, leaving the woman inside.
They had enough time, too, because if you watch the body cam footage, they're talking about, oh, I see a train coming. And he's like, yeah, I can move the car real quick.
And it's like, it's so fucking disgusting.
Cops
but there
no
is video
cells.
Out there. And then, so they hit the car, and this girl has all sorts of physical damage to her because...
She survived?
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. It's horrendous.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick.
Yeah.
ACAB.
And also, she was a person of color. Like, what the fuck, man? It makes me really sad.
Cops have zero brain cells.
To be fair, she did run to that point and then stopped, so I don't know. She could have stopped like a mile down the road. That's
cops,
all I'm saying.
Those
right?
cops should have been fucking smarter.
You are correct.
They should have gotten off the fucking
train.
Like, that's like That's like one of the first things you learn when you're a tiny little child. Don't stand on train tracks.
Yeah.
Don't play on train tracks. Don't cop on train tracks. And they did all of those things. And I find it rude. Anyways.
Commander Flucky got a fifth tour.
Fuck yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how that ends.
Oh, damn. My God.
Yeah, he got an extra Flucky. One on top of the one he wasn't supposed to get. So
Flucky got lucky. Flucky got lucky.
Flucky's a fucking G, dude.
He's a good man. Yeah. I liked him. He's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah.
This next one is not American, but it damn well could be.
Okay. I'm excited.
I hope so.
Okay.
Australia was at war with the Turks. They were stuck. They were down in these trenches just doing their best to survive and wait out the enemy. And
I fucking love Australian war.
They were violently outnumbered by the Ottoman Empire.
Uh-huh.
Like so many of them.
Mm. So many emus.
It was bad. So even if they were to retreat, they would suffer unimaginable losses from enemy fire. The Ottomans were bunkered down as well, waiting to charge. And once enough backup got there, that was the plan. They were just going to charge the Australians and slaughter them all.
Hope for the best.
Yeah, it was bad. The Australians knew that was the plan, so they tried to find a solution, and then they came up with the drip rifle.
Oh.
They have all of their rifles set up on these trenches, just hanging over towards the Ottomans, and they put a tin can tied to a string, and the string is tied to the trigger of the gun. Then they would put another tin can on top of the first one and fill it with water and let it drip down slowly, and once the bottom one got heavy enough, it would slip off and pull the trigger on the gun.
Okay.
So
they created, like, domino guns?
So basically, you can AFK a rifle. You don't have to be there, and it can fire. So yeah, basically, it was just a way for them to fire their guns remotely.
Without the chance of being hit.
And these drip rifles, the way that they pop the hole, depending on how big the hole was, they could make them last from 4 hours to 48 hours.
Fuck yeah. Oh my God.
That's bad, so motherfuckers, smart. Dude.
So what they started to do was every single gun on the entire line of the trench decided that they were all going to do this. But they didn't have a lot of water because it's fucking Australia.
Yeah.
So.
Pissing in it.
They were pissing in it.
Oh my God. Jacob!
Yeah, so they were pissing in these.
They was pissing in them fucking cans.
Thousands of these men on the front lines were just pissing in tin cans.
That's so funny.
Getting ready to run away from
you
the
know
Ottomans.
What? A bunch of men would do that.
So,
all right, we ran out of water. Guess we gotta start pissing in them. Oh,
that's funny.
Well, like, and the whole time, there's a couple of guys that are made to just sit there and shoot at the Turks to make sure that they don't charge prematurely.
Yeah.
So once they get everything set up, everything's good to go. Every person down the line popped their hole in the tin and fucking ran. Under the cover of nightfall, there's not a single thing can be seen.
Yeah.
And they're all just evacuating.
Yeah.
So eventually, all these shots started to ring out, which gave them even more time, because the Turks aren't going to charge while everything's being shot at them.
Yeah.
And as it slowed down, that's when they decided to charge. So the Turks are running over, and can you fucking imagine just jumping down into these trenches, trying to stab the first
no one there.
Human being you can see, and all you find are these piss-covered tin cans.
And it just reeks of piss.
And empty rifles.
It smells so bad, dude.
It's just gallons and gallons of urine per square foot. So,
God.
Oh yeah. My God.
That is the way that they didn't lose a single person. Not a single person was lost.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
Very innovative.
But can you fucking imagine if one of the Turks got hit by one of those stray bullets?
Oh.
Yeah.
Your son got killed by a piss tin can.
Listen, your son died in action. The person who killed him wasn't actually a person. You're never going to believe it.
It was a bucket of piss.
For some reason, piss knows how to shoot a gun?
It's crazy.
Oh my God.
It is the damnedest thing. So, my thing for that is basically if you're going to run away, just do it in style.
Yeah.
Amen.
I get it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Do you guys know anything about the Seabees?
The Seabees? I know about the Bee Gees.
I feel like I've heard of them. I don't know.
S-E-A-B-E-E-S.
Yeah, I've seen this, Seabees? But I don't know what it is.
So they are the Navy's version of construction teams, basically.
Seabees.
Yeah. They're the bees of the seas.
B-movie underwater. B-movie in Shark Tale had a baby.
The streets. Seabees.
Yep.
The streets.
So essentially they're the construction workers for the Navy, and they're fast and smart, and they know how to fucking party.
Because I like them already.
The Navy guys, you know?
Like so. Road construction, but it's also Navy.
Oh, no, it's everything. They're fucking just engineers. They're absolutely the best of the best. They're ridiculous.
Fuck yeah.
So during the Korean War, which my paternal grandfather was a part of actually in the Navy. And, yeah, participated.
Was he a CB?
I don't think so, but I told him this story the other day and he fucking laughed his ass off. So I think he knows about him.
Hell yeah. Okay.
I'm
ready.
The Americans had discovered that there were 8 abandoned trains in a depot between their landing area of Incheon and their objective, which was Seoul, and it's in a small town called Yeongdong-po.
Fucking trains.
Well, fucking trains, man.
America wanted these trains because, you know, when you're trying to move troops from the water landing to the middle of a fucking country, they're pretty handy to move a whole army.
Yeah.
So,
let's get some trains.
In America, they decided to have an appointment with the CBs to tell them that they should do whatever is necessary to get their hands on those trains. 9 CBs volunteered to go and steal the trains. 9 individuals.
9? Just to steal 8 trains?
9. They're gonna... Less like people volunteered 8, than fingers on my hands.
8 full trains or like 8 train cars?
Like, there were 8 full trains. They just needed one engine to be able to move most of the army. So as long as they could do that, great.
This is crazy.
It is fucking insane.
These goddamn CBs are becoming land bees.
They're a great time is what they are.
Yeah.
So they get all the way through enemy lines completely unnoticed. And they see the best thing they've ever seen in their entire lives.
Fucking train.
Right next door to the train depot is a very large and very active brewery.
Beer.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Lots of Korean beer.
So they're like, okay. Oh, no. What are we doing?
So half of the CBs, approximately 4.
Yeah.
Wait, so we already didn't have enough.
Nope. We got 4 guys.
Cool.
They start getting the trains ready to roll.
Yes.
And the other 4 or 5, we don't know, decided to start stealing crate after crate of the enemy's beer.
Period.
So, you know, we loaded up all these beer because fuck you and your little dog Toto too.
Yeah.
And they get out of there completely undetected. Not a single individual noticed them stealing the trains or the booze. I fucking love the CBs.
That's hysterical. So, and, like, can you imagine? There's a lot of people at our brewery. Mm-hmm. Not one of them was like, hey.
Hey, shit's fucky. Like, so, chugga, 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 chugga.
Yeah.
Choo, choo.
These CBs are getting drunk and driving trains.
CBs? Yeah. I forgot about the CBs.
Oh, no, I got you covered. They're getting drunk and driving trains and chugging their way through enemy lines. And they come across a section of the track that's been sabotaged.
Oh, man.
So the North Koreans sabotaged their own train tracks to make sure that we couldn't use them.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So logically, you know, ditch the train, grab the beer, run. Yeah. Right? Makes sense. These motherfuckers.
What'd they do?
Stop the train out behind enemy lines, get off the train, fix the fucking train tracks, welded them back together. And continued on their journey.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
CBs.
Can you imagine watching these bastards steal your shit and then fix your shit along the way?
I admire the CBs. I love the CBs.
Also, like, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Train tracks are very, very fucking simple, but they're also... really heavy.
So heavy.
And you have to have the exact material.
Fuck that. You got 9 CBs.
Yeah.
You, like, have 9, you have 9 half-drunk CBs.
Yeah. It'll be fine. The CBs have it covered.
Like, the shit's heavy. It's not an easy feat to repair a train track.
The CBs are like the Justice League.
Drunk, sexy seamen. I don't know what you want.
Wow.
There you go. Man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
You should have been framing this. I was thinking of them as cute little worker bees.
No. No,
bees.
These are big, scary Navy men.
Oh, my God. Big, scary seamen. Not CB, stolen, more like CD.
Stolen beer drinking seamen.
Sea daddy.
Sorry. So, yeah, they get back on that train and they keep fucking rolling.
Yeah.
Which is all good and fine, but then they got ambushed by the North Koreans a little bit further down the track.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so these guys are
not
shooting
the North Koreans.
I know. So you know what they do?
What?
They hunker down and drive right through them.
Nice.
Just fucking plow right through them. Just
We're literally taking the train. We're taking the beer. Yeah, I'm sorry.
They just tucked away and drank another one.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Absolutely. So once they were back to the Marines' front line, the Marines assumed that the Koreans were using a train to stage an attack. So the Marines started to attack them too. And just before we started yeeting heavy artillery at them, one of the Marines noticed that the CB's uniform was on the train. And so they called a ceasefire to investigate. This is a very famous moment in history where a lower-ranking Marine looked at his commander and said, imagine that, there were doggies behind the front line, doggies being Marines. And the commander responded, those aren't Marines, son, it's the goddamn Seabees again. So, according to the quote-unquote, and I have to put this in quotes, official documents... All of the booze was discarded under fear that it was poison, but according to the CBs, it absolutely was not poison because they'd been drinking it the whole time. Official documents.
Gosh.
I love the CBs. This is so good.
America will fuck up your day, unfuck it, and then fuck it up again while being drunk on your stolen beer.
Yeah. And that's America, I tell you what.
That is, yes. This is, all of this comes together and leads me to the best quote of all time.
Oh, yes.
A Russian Soviet once said that one serious problem in planning against American doctrine is that Americans don't read their manuals and nor do they feel the obligation to follow their own doctrine. During World War II, a German general said the reason American army does so well during wartime is that war is chaos and American army practices chaos on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And finally, a member of the United States military was quoted as saying, if we don't know what we're doing, the enemy certainly can't either. That's so there you have it.
Oh, man.
That's how I want to go through my life. Yeah. If you don't know what I'm doing, I definitely don't either.
I would love to tell you my plan, but no, every day is a day-to-day process for me. It's just, God, I hope I make it home.
Build the tracks directly before the train. Keep on chugging.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out and weld it, bitch.
Just get out and weld it, bitch.
Was this... Mm. Was
my favorite quote you've ever said.
Just get out and weld it, bitch. No, but like, seriously, just do it. The CBs could do it. I love the CBs.
Yeah,
was their outfit like a cute little bee worker uniform?
I can show you their emblem. It is fucking adorable.
Please, I want to see it. Oh my God.
Isn't
Look
it the
at
best?
Him.
He's a fat little bee.
He's just a little guy.
He's a little chunky bee.
Is on his
oh
way to fuck your shit up.
Yeah, he looks pissed off and he's shooting
Photos
the whole time.
Are on
the blog. The CBs.
So yeah. So that's that.
The CBs.
The Bee Gees. More than a woman. More than a woman.
More than stolen beer to me.
Wow. Jacob.
So yeah.
Thanks for coming to the basement.
So,
and bringing
so
the party.
Good.
The thing is, I just enjoy doing research on dumb shit.
We know.
Which is why you know about light bulbs and pasta now, so you're welcome.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you.
And
I think Jake's about it all the time.
Very detailed synopsis of the Three Musketeers. To
yes.
name my cat.
Yep.
And then Raja,
can I tell you what it is? I did fucking I did horrible in school. I hated school. I didn't
yeah.
want to learn anything.
Oh.
And then I got out of school and could choose the cool shit I learned about.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God, I learned everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's how it should be.
That's, yes.
Yeah.
That's how school should be.
That's why I was like, I fucking hate math. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I refuse to do it, so I'm going to find a career where I don't have to do a lot of math.
Mm.
Music.
Beautiful.
Programs.
Yeah, I was going to be...
Birthday parties.
I literally could have been in HVAC right now. And then one of the required classes for doing heating and cooling for some reason is... it was a required class for HVAC. And I'm like, no, it's you're literally building a schematic, a 3D model in this computer program.
Oh, CAD?
CAD! I had to take fucking CAD. Why?
Thank
I'm
you,
not
Google.
Designing. You are the best. I'm not designing this shit.
Over there
I'm
on the fucking iPad.
She's still playing the game. She didn't even pull up Google. You are a fucking gem.
She is.
I feel like you should just sit in the back of every courtroom ever. Like, objection!
She's the stenographer.
Annabelle is literally the quintessential Gen Z.
Oh,
I'm not
perfect.
Fucking kidding you.
Knows everything.
Knows.
For some fucking reason.
Claims to know everything. Knows absolutely fucking nothing at the same time.
I get it.
And they're so good at just this niche amount of shit.
Same.
And they fixate on the same goddamn thing at the same goddamn time. They're all wired together somehow.
Our brains are all interconnected.
Yeah, they're all...
They got the chip.
They got the chip because of the COVID. Fuck.
Yeah.
We were the prototypes. It was right after Y2K, so it makes sense.
Can I tell you something, Colin? Guess who
la,
I...
La, 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 la.
No. La, 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 la.
Covers headphones like...
I can't hear you.
I love this podcast. I do a podcast with an 8-year-old. Thank you for all of your military stories.
Yeah.
What a fun little time.
You know, cute little bonus one.
Yeah.
So you're like a friendly
Mr.
Army
Navy,
grandpa.
Mr. Navy grandpa over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the star over here for Mr. Army grandpa on my mom's side. He taught people how to drive tanks in World War II Germany.
Fuck yeah.
So
excuse me,
that's
sorry.
Really hard.
I was so, wow. Oh,
well, the thing is, one of his favorite stories to tell me is if you get into one of these tanks and you get the tracks right up next to the cobblestone curbs in Germany, as you're cruising down these roads and you're doing, I don't know, 15, 20 miles an hour, and you crank the tank all the way to the right as fast as you can, it shoots a brick about 30 feet in the air. It's the funniest damn thing you've ever seen. And his words.
Yeehaw.
Fucking love the guy.
That sounds like some American shit.
Oh, 100%.
If you get this right up next to that cobblestone, it'll shoot a brick further than you've ever seen. We have to go. Thank you for blessing us with your presence.
Notes.
This is
Notes app. Notes app.
I know you guys have something.
Notes app.
I've been memorizing mine.
I know what's in mine, and I'm going to start laughing about it before I even pull it up, because it's so... Okay, this is the dumbest... this is another one of those... Just get your worms out for just a second, guys.
Okay.
Just a second. Get
they
the
are
out.
They are...
Why is Pete allowed to be spelled like E-T-E, but beat isn't? like it's the dumbest thing.
No, you're right.
Like beat. Okay, either beat the vegetable or beat the, you know.
Yeah.
Beet. Why don't we spell it B-E-T-E, but Pete is allowed to be spelled
B-E-T-E? No, I'm wondering,
P-E-T-E.
Okay, I see that, but from the opposite perspective, because beet spelled both ways makes sense. Pete spelled the only way that it is, except for P-E-A-T.
Why don't we?
Like, because there's also P-E-A-T.
Why don't we spell Pete B-E-E-T?
I don't want to, you know, jam a wrench in this, but great, G-R-E-A-T.
What about it?
But
great.
That has
G G R E I G H T. Great.
E I E I O.
That's my notes app thought.
No.
Why is Pete spelled like that, but Beat isn't?
It hurts me.
Huh?
My insides are hurting.
Good. Tell your worms to get it together.
I'm so concerned. I'm pretty sure great is actually spelled A E. No?
No.
Great?
E A T, huh?
G R A T E.
No,
wait, no,
like
great
mill like
disaster.
Great,
it was great.
Great.
Yeah.
Great one.
G-R-E-A-T.
That's what I thought. I just don't want to sound like a jackass.
Griat.
Don't worry, you do anyway.
Griat. I know. That's like an 80% of the time thing. I just
eat.
Don't want to do it on purpose.
Ah.
Eat is in the word great.
Right.
Greet.
So
make
eat.
That make sense.
You think it's eat, but it's eight.
The math ain't mathin', and it's not even math.
But if you spell out eat, it's not like the past tense is eight. It's all fucked up.
Fuck English.
No, that's what
eight,
they say.
Like
that's
the number or eight as in past tense eat.
Either or.
The number
Yite.
Eight. Great.
You know what we should just start
G-R-E-I.
Doing? It's like the switching J's and G's thing. We should just start pronouncing things phonetically.
Great.
Microwave. So
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, but like I can never give anybody shit for not being able to pick up on English because oh my God.
Oh my God, it's
so
sucks.
Hard.
It's so hard. I'm here and I don't know English.
Oh. Anyways, that's my notes I thought.
And what's yours, Jake?
Well, I've been collecting shit that kids say to me on the bus.
Ugh. Yes.
As many of you may or may not know, I have a birthmark on my right leg, and it's about the size of a Pringles chip. It's a fucking big old birthmark. I was wearing shorts, and this kid, nobody knows him. Why would anybody know him? This kid Aldo walks up and looks at me and goes, "What's on your leg?" I said, "It's a birthmark." He said, "I have a fish." Named Sunny. Like the sun. And that was the end of the fucking conversation. He just walked away.
He meant Sunny like the sun and not Sunny D.
No, yeah, that's
not like the that's not juice. Even no, that's not even what's funny, Colin.
Like how do you
no, I know?
Like how do
I
you
know why it's funny?
But I'm what's trying. That? It's my birthmark. I'm a fish.
Just so fucking excited. And it's not. I said something. I said right on, Sonny. Like I said right on, Sonny. The other day to some kid, and like it was a kid in front of him who was bragging about. I was like, right on, bud. Like just that's. But I said, Sonny.
Right on,
and
Sonny.
He's all. What about Sonny? I have a fish. And I was like, yes, sir. You do.
Named Sonny, like the sun.
Okay. Oh, that's so good.
One of the other instances I just got into, there's a little girl named Rucka. She is in kindergarten. Sweetest little
Ruckus?
Girl. Rucka.
Ruckus. Rucka.
Okay. I don't know how to spell it. I'm not going to pretend I do. Sweetest little girl.
Can we spell absolutely. It?
Absolutely. Dude, not with the fucking way we know English.
R-U-C-K-H-A, Rucka.
So anyway... Apparently she shit herself at school the other day.
Oh my god! Poor
why'd kid. They take her to the Kmart?
No, but that's the thing, is I guess she had her underwear in a King Soopers plastic bag in her backpack, and on my fucking bus pulls out this plastic bag and she's trying to jab kids with it.
No.
With her shitty underwear.
No. Rucka, no.
No, but how do I handle that? I am driving a 100,000-pound fucking bus down the city street.
Oh, she
with the
started
public
doing
around.
It while you were driving.
Yes. To another kid in her class.
Put your poopy panties away, kid.
And there's dude, and this other kid was like, he was Matrix shit. Like he was bending over backwards not to get hit by it. I watched him flip over a seat. I was like, you are a fucking ninja. It was hilarious to watch, but it was really uncomfortable because I've got cameras on me, and I'm like, oh shit, if somebody pulls the cameras, I get in trouble for not stopping it earlier.
Yeah, but like, what are you going to do?
Well, yeah.
Take away your poopy panties.
I jumped on the mic and went, you need to put those away right now. As hilarious as that might be, this is not the time or the place. That's all I did.
Oh my God.
Just put them away. It was fine. I had to use my dad voice, but... Oh, damn. I scare them.
We like
out
when the dad
kids.
Voice Where's, comes out.
Do you have any more? I have a fish.
last one. I did have. I was picking up my middle school kids, and those ones are the worst because high school just wants to get home. Elementary is just full of energy. Middle school are fucking sociopaths. So you have to be stern. No, I've been told this since day one. And so there's four kids sitting in the back, and they're all just standing up as I'm trying to take off. And I got on the mic, sit down. Nobody sat down. And I was like, sit down, because I'm not leaving unless you do. And I'm rolling probably 3 miles an hour at this point. I'm just trying to get to the end of the bus loop. And one of the kids was like, why? And I went, because I'm about to test these brakes, and you're going to end up on the floor. And some kid goes, do it. So I screeched those goddamn air brakes as hard as I heard the kid right behind me smack his head on the chair. Just on the foam in front of him. I heard some kid, oh shit. And the kid in the back fell straight down the aisle, almost cracked his head on the floor. I went, do not test me this year. I am not the one.
Period.
And I have not had an issue with them since.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck them kids. Fuck them kids. I have a fish.
Everybody keeps asking.
I have a fish.
They're like, how do you like being a bus driver? I'm like, well, my vasectomy's in a month, so.
Yeah.
I fucking don't like it.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week, and thank you so much, Jake, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm never
going to
stop thinking about
episode.
The CDs.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, well, if you enjoyed Jake, you can go... find him on our other episodes that we've done with him.
Yeah. Do you want to give a shout of where they can find you elsewhere too?
Snapchat, it's xjakexyo. That's
fuck
all
yeah.
That's all I do. Snapchat.
Jake
his
and I
stories
Snapchat
are actually pretty
freaking
lit.
We have a grand old time.
If you're down with a snap, he's funny as hell. So,
and if you enjoyed, please give us 5 stars. It's not for our egos. That just gets people to listen to us. That's all we want. Because we think we're funny.
I think you're funny.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Jake thinks we're funny. No take backs. Alright. Well, talk to us next week. So come be back here. Do that. Be in the basement with us.
Come see these
I have
nuts.
To go.
When we talk about
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.